This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bintu Hamidin, excellent. Yahdikum Allah wa yuslih balakum. Put this off, Shaykh. Shayid, put that off. So, Bintu, not Hamidun, but rather Bintu Hamidin. And Ar-Rasulullah, mashallah. Ar-Rasulullah. Jayid, where's Rida? Gave up, Allah musta'an. Where's Rida, inshallah? Where's brother Rida? Rida disappeared. Doctor disappeared. Allah musta'an. Mushkilah, inshallah. Jayid. So we got Ar-Rasulullah. Ar-Rasulullah. Well, what's wrong there? It's Rasulullahi. Rasulullahi, not Ar-Rasulullahi. Ismul Walada. Ismul Waladi. Ibnul Ibnun al-Mudarrisi. Ibnun al-Mudarrisi. Ibnul Mudarrisi. Jayid? Jayid? If it's Ibnun and al-Mudarrisi, there's no marriage there. Rather, it's supposed to be Ibnul Mudarrisi. Below that, we already did this. Muhammadun and add a ya, ya Muhammadu. Ustadun, ya Ustadu. Khalidun, ya Khalidu. Waladun, ya Waladu. Saw that? Below that. Doctor behind Fayad, read for us. Ya. Doctor behind Fayad, Fadal, ya what? The next one. Ya. Ya Aliyun or Ya Aliyu? I think these pages that, you know, they printed is a bit too big for you people. You guys get lost in it. Jahid? Huh? Ya Aliyu! Ya Aliyu! Ya Abbasu! Repeat. And the next one? Sheikhun! Sheikhun! Next one? Ya Sheikhu! Next one? Next one? Yasi, what's that? Yasirun. That's part of his name, ya mashayikh. Jayid, Yasirun. Then it would be Ya Ammaru. Next one, Doktorun. And Ya, Ya Doktoru. Excellent. Jayid, next page. Kitabu man. Tell me, where's the mudaf and mudafun ilay? The sentence. Kitabu man hada. Where's the mudaf and mudafun ilay? Kitabu man. Book of who? Book of who is this? Then give me an answer. Hada. Hada kitabu hamidin. Excellent. Next one. Ask the sentence. Sisters only. Ask the sentence. Qalamu man hada. Pen of who is this? Qalamu man hada. Brothers answer. Brothers answer.
Hada qalamu
Muhammadin. Hada qalamu Muhammadin. Next one. Sisters, ask the question. Qamisu, qamisu man hada. Shirt of who is this? Qamisu man hada. Shirt of who is this? And then we can add a wa. Wa, wa baytu man hada. Wa baytu man hada. Jayid, wa baytu. And someone might think, but why are we not putting an alif of questioning? Because man is a questioning word in and of itself. Who is a questioning word in and of itself? وَبَيْتُ مَنْ هَذَا جَيِد. And then Jawab brothers. هَذَا. Not Fayad. Someone else. هَذَا. هَذَا قَمِيسُ. هَذَا قَمِيسُ. Use the names that they've given us so far. هَذَا قَمِيسُ عَلِيٍ. وَهَذَا بَيْتُ خَالِدٍ. Are you with me? جَيِد. Then next one. Sisters, Fadal. Sariru man hada. Bed of who is this? Jawab brothers. Hada sariru sheikhin. Hada sariru sheikhin. This is the bed of the sheikh. Jayid. Hada sariru rajulin. This is the bed of a man. Jayid. Or if it's the man, hada sariru rajuli. هذا سرير الرجل. This is the bed of a student. هذا سرير طالب. سرير طالب. سرير طالب. Bed of the student. هذا سرير الطالب. Did you get that? Have you understood that thing there? كتاب طالب. Book of a student. Book of the student. كتاب الطالب. Are you with me? Because طالبون is a student. الطالب is the student. خلاص؟ يلا يا مشايخ. جيد. Now the real مجاهدين, they remain with us. جيد. Next one. We already discussed this. If the alif is at the beginning, we pronounce it. Middle of the sentence, we don't. So, يلا دكتور, read for us. اسمو.
اسمو الولد محمد.
نعم. واسمو البنت what?
زينب.
Excellent. Man next to him, read. اسم المدرس حامد. Is because what affected حامد? Nothing affected حامد. So he's on his default ضمة. اسم المدرس حامد. مس, we're joining there. We're leaving out that sword, the alif with the sword. مسم المدير. What's the name of the مدير? Next one, Ibrahim, read for us. Ibn Khalid, son of Khalid. في المدرسة. Dr. Ibrahim. Continue, Ibrahim.
وابن حامد
في الجامعة. يلا, next page. Leave the last one. I mean, it's there. You've got no time now, inshallah. اقرأ ما يلي مراعيا قواعد نطق همزة الوصل. They want you to read the following, taking note of the همزة الوصل. So we said again, if it's at the beginning, we would say, ابن محمد. Repeat. ابن محمد في العراق. And then وابن حامد في الهند. And the son of Hamid is from India. Look at the last one there, number 6. ابن من أنت. Son of who are you? ابن من أنت. Repeat. أنا ابن الوزير. أنا ابن الوزير. I'm the son of the wazir. New words. Ar-Rasulu, the messenger. Al-Ka'bata, or Al-Ka'batu, the Kaaba. Al-Ismu, the name. Al-Ibnu, the son. Al-Ammu, the uncle. Uncle here, father's brother. Am, ya Am. Prophet ﷺ says to his uncle, ya Am. Qul la ilaha illallah. O Abu Talib, O my uncle, say la ilaha illallah. So father's brother is called an Am. Mother's brother is called a khal. Jayid, one is your am and one is your khal. And then obviously, your am's wife would be your, or rather, not your am's wife, she's not related to you. Jayid, we call it aunt today. But your father's brother's wife, I mean, she's your aunt, whatever in English, but technically she's related to you. No, she's not your relative or anything. Jayid, you could divorce her tomorrow and khala, she's somewhere else. Jayid, she's not related to you. Alright, she's his wife. So Am is father's brother. Father's sister would be Amma with the ta at the end. Amma. Just like how mother's brother is called a khal. Mother's sister is khala with the ta. Right? Just the same word, just put a ta there. Haqibat al haqibatu. Al haqibatu. Repeat, ya mashaykh. As-sayaratu. The car. As-shari'u. The street. Mughlaqun. Tahta. Under. Hunaka. Over there. Al-muhandisu. Al-muhandisu means the engineer. Jayyid. Someone asked me a question. They said, why did we say Masjidu Rasulillah? We said Masjidu is a mudaf and Rasulillah is a mudafun ilay. But also we got Rasul, which is a mudaf, and Allah, so Rasulullah. So he says, shouldn't it be Rasulullah? Masjidu Rasulullah. I say no, because that Rasul is the mudafun ilay of the masjid. So it's already been mudafun ilayed. Did you get that? So Masjidu Rasuli has to be Masjidu Rasuli, because Masjid is the mudaf. And then Rasuli, مسجد رسول الله. And look at the example they've given you there. سيارة المدرس. Repeat. Car of the teacher. والحمد لله. جيد. Car of the teacher. That their سيارة is called مضاف. And المدرس is the مضاف إليه. Any questions? What did you not understand, Yamashai? What did you not understand? MashaAllah. Everyone understands everything, subhanAllah.
Show it then. Brilliant.
That just shows what a good teacher is, MashaAllah. Everyone understands everything, subhanAllah. Or, someone is saying, I don't even understand what I don't understand. I don't even know what I'm supposed to not understand.
Excellent, Ya Shaykh.
In terms of rules, in terms of the rules, from that session when we asked, what did you learn, what did you learn, what did you learn, what did you learn, we've only learned one thing new after that, which was this marriage, that's all. 1-2 hours we spent here, just reading stuff, etc. But in terms of the rules, we've only learned one thing new, which is, Bintu Talibi, daughter of the student. Baytul Muhandisi, house of the engineer. Kitabullahi, book of Allah. Kitabu Talibin, book of a student. Kitabu Talibi, book of the student. And we said that the mudaf, the thing which comes first, it cannot have an alif and lam. Walhamdulillah. Khalas? Jayid, fadda, doctor. Naam, page 26. What's there?
Number 5.
Naam, what's there? Read. Page number 28. 26, right? Number 5. Dhahaba Muhammadun.
Kandruse Dhahaba Muhammadun ila Sweden or ila Japan. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can do that. No problem at all, Shahid. But now you brought a wow. They didn't give us a wow. They gave us in brackets no wow. Jayed, you saw that? You're just trying to be extra fancy. Right? They gave us in brackets, they gave us min, ila, fi, and ala. Your new sentence, beautiful sentence, got a wow. There's no wow in the bracket. Jayed, so you brought your own wow. No problem. Excellent. Hey, you brought your wow from home. Excellent, ya mashayikh. Jayed, ad-darsu sadisu. MashaAllah, we reached halfway. A bit late, but how about the clock?
One question. No. You use Ahmadin, you use Assembly because there is no al.
Of course, Jameel, Doctor. Jameel, Doctor. Doctor. In fact, we've already discussed this, right? The Doctor noticed. Everyone, look here. MashaAllah, sisters. Jameel, so Doctor says, where's Hamidin? Look here. Qalamu Hamidin. And then we got Qalamu Talibin. And we got Qalamut-talibi. So doctor says, see here, you got qalamu hamidin, you got a tanween. Right? Then here you got qalamu talibin. He says, I can understand hamidin because originally it's hamidun and hamidan and hamidin. Okay, it got a tanween, etc. That's how it was born. Excellent. And then we got qalamu talibin. He says, I can understand why it's talibin. Because you don't have an alif and lam here, isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
So we got a tanween because we don't have an alif and lam. It's a student. It's not the student. It's a student, not the student. So it's talibin. And then he says, here what's happening? We say, well, here we've got alif and lam. So now it became a pen of the student. So it's qalamu talibi. We got an alif and lam, so we can't have, it's haram to have a tanween there. So we only got that one kasra. Jayid? Excellent. We said that these two are definite. Hamidin and At-Talibi, they are definite. Originally we said, this one here needed an alif and lam to make it definite. But Hamid is definite by nature. He doesn't need an alif and lam. Jayid? Ya Allah. Anything else, Mashaykh? Fadda, Doctor.
You have mentioned already that if a noun proceeds by half nida, then it will get only one dhamma, not
no. Yeah.
So what about the noun is possessed by another noun, like Abdullah? So if it is preceded by nida, how should we read?
جيد. That's a different story. We will deal with that later on. It becomes like this. Ya Abdullahi. Jayid. But don't bring that up now because you're only going to cause problems. Jayid. Jayid. Excellent. Adarsu Sadisu. Exercise number 6. I think quite a few of these exercises. Okay. A bit short. Okay. Some of them are short. Jayid. Adarsu Sadisu. Excellent. What are we discussing here? Now we're moving on to the female side, Jay, the feminine side of matters. So, hadihi. So, a lot of repetition. Hadihi. So, we say hada for this masculine. We say hadihi for this feminine. Hada qalamun. Hadihi aishatu. Hada muhammadun. Hadihi sayaratun. Khalas? Hada masculine. Hadihi. For the female. Read after me. Hadha ibnu Hamidin. You remember it's in the middle, so we don't pronounce it. We want to be correct. I mean, usually when people are learning, they would pronounce it just to make sure that they're learning it properly. Anyway, let's do the correct thing. Hadha ibnu Hamidin. Where's the mudaf and mudafun ilayh? Ibnu Hamidin. Ibn Hamidin, we're on page number 33. Do not talk to the next person, you only lose yourself and you lose them too. Jayid, everybody on page 33? Jayid, some people's heads are almost on the desk, mashallah. Jayid, Hadha ibn Hamidin. Hadha ibn Hamidin. And obviously that Ibn Hamidin is mudaf and mudafun ilayh, which means this is the son of Hamid. Yes or no? This is the son of Hamid. Wahadihi, and this for the female one. Hadihi bintu Yasirin. Repeat.
Wahadihi bintu Yasirin.
There's both of them there. Hadha ibnu Hamidin and Hadihi bintu Yasirin. There she's standing there. Next one. Ibn Hamidin. Son of Hamid, Jalisun. Is seated. وَبِنْتُ يَاسِرٍ وَاقِفَةٌ. Take note. For Suleiman, we would say Suleimanu وَاقِفٌ أَحْمَدُ وَاقِفٌ مُحَمَّدٌ وَاقِفٌ. As for the female, we say she is وَاقِفَةٌ. Because the describing words that talk about her, etc., must also be feminine. So again, look there. We saw Ibn Hamidin Jalisun. Jalisun. Whereas the Bintu Yasirin, she is Waqifatun. Not just Waqifun, but rather Waqifatun. Jayid. You'll learn more of that later. Man hadihi? Who is this? Who's this female here? Hadihi Ukhtul Muhandisi. Translate, doctor, translate. Hadihi Ukhtul Muhandisi. Why? We're coming back. I want to ask you again just now. Fadla Doctor, translate. Hadihi Uktul Muhandisi. Resist the urge to give up your mashayikh. Your brain is telling you enough now. You already made jihad enough now. Jay, resist that urge. Little bit more. Fadla Doctor. What's it? Hadihi Uktul Muhandisi. This is the sister of. Sister of the engineer. This is the sister of the engineer. Then, Ahia. We got an alif of questioning. Ahia Aidon Muhandisatun. Is she also? Aidon is a new word. Aidon also. What's Aidon?
Also.
Jayid. Ahia Aidon Muhandisatun. Ahia Aidon. Is she also an engineer? Is she also an engineer? لا هي طبيبة. Repeat sisters. لا هي طبيبة. She's a female doctor. See, for Suleiman we say he's a طبيبٌ. Ahmed we say he's a طبيبٌ. Muhammad we say he's a طبيبٌ. As for Fatima, she's a طبيبة. As for Sumayya, she's a طبيبة. Suleiman is a مهندسٌ. Fatima is a مهندسةٌ. جيد خلاص جيد سيارة من هذه؟ سيارة من مضاف مضاف إليه. سيارة من هذه؟ Car of who is this? جيد. Car of who is this? Whose car is this? هذه سيارة المدير. هذه سيارة المدير. This is the car of the principal. ما هذه؟ هذه مكواة. هذه مكواة. مكواة means عين. جيد. عين. Excellent. هذه مكواة. لمن هذه؟ لمن هذه؟ What do you think that means? To who belongs this? Jay, the lamb of possession. To who belongs this? Whose is this? We'll translate it in English as whose is this? Repeat. لمن هذه؟ هذه لخالد. هذه لخالد. This belongs to who? Belongs to Khalid. You saw that lamb before Khalid? Generally we would say Khalidun. But that lamb made Khalid majroor. That lamb is like a fi. That lamb was like a ala. The lamb was like a min. It gave Khalid the majroor form. Hadihi li Khalidin. Repeat.
Hadihi li Khalidin.
Jayed. الدراجة أنس هذه. الدراجة أنس هذه. What's a دراجة? Bicycle. So is this the bicycle of Anas? Is this the bicycle of Anas? And look, هذه because دراجة is feminine, because مكواتون was feminine, because all of those matters were feminine, so we're using هذه. لا هذه دراجة عمار. لا هذه دراجة عمار. Where's the مضاف and مضاف إليه, sisters? Where's the مضاف and مضاف إليه, sisters? What does that mean? دراجة عمار. What does it mean? Bicycle of عمار or عمار's bicycle. What's هذه جديدة؟ This is new. What are they talking about? They're talking about the bicycle. So, the qalamun is jadidun. Because masculine. Al-qalamu jadidun. Al-qalamu jadidun. The pen is new. As for, ad-darrajatu jadidatun. As-sayaratu jadidatun. Jayid. So al-qalamu jamilun. The pen is beautiful. Al-qalamu jamilun. Whereas with regard to something feminine, example like the car, as-sayaratu jamilatun. Muhammadun jamilun. Whereas Aishatu jamilatun. Fahimtum? Na'am. Jayid. Next one. هذه ساعة علي. Oh no, we missed something there. ودراجة أنس قديمة. And the bicycle of Anas is old. جيد. قديمة. Old. Masculine stuff would be قديم. هذه ساعة علي. This is the watch of علي. هي جميلة جدا. هي جميلة جدا. What does that mean? She is very beautiful, or it is very, very beautiful? It. What are we talking about? Talking about the watch. Excellent. هذه ملعقة. What's a ملعقة? Spoon. جيد. هذه ملعقة. وهذه قدر. And this is a pot. الملعقة في القدر. الملعقة في القدر. One sister, give us the translation of that. الملعقة في القدر. The spoon is in the pot. The spoon is in the pot. Jayid. Hey, excellent. If we said this, translate sisters. Al-mil'aqatu fi qidrin. Al-mil'aqatu fi qidrin. Translate any sister. The spoon is in a pot. The spoon is in a pot. But we said fil qidri, alif and lam, so it's in the pot. Alif and lam made it the pot. Excellent. And see, fi al mil'aqatu fi qidrin. Tanween, qidrin. Whereas here, al mil'aqatu fil qidri. Are you with me? No tanween. Yalla, hadihi baqaratul fallahi. Which brother from amongst those brothers reads nice and loud? Which brother reads nice and loud? Doctor! Ya Abdullah. What's your name, Shaykh? Yeah. Jabir. Ya Jabir. Yalla ya Jabir. Read for us nice and loud there. Hadihi baqaratul fallahi.
Hadihi baqaratul fallahi.
Jameel. What's Baqara? How? Why Suratul Baqara is called Suratul Baqara? What about the cow? What's the story about the cow? What about the cow, Ya Mashaykh? Huh? What about the cow?
Allah ordered Bani Israel to slaughter the cow.
Jayid. Allah ordered them to slaughter the cow. What color did that? All long stories. Jayid, like Jabir, ask funny questions. Jayid. So now. Now, sometimes some five people talking, no, but because the Banu Israel, they started worshipping the calf. That's a different story. Samiri and the calf, not a cow. There was the calf. Jayid. That was separate, the golden calf story. So, Baqaratul Fallahi. What's Fallah? This is the cow of the farmer. Jayid. So when the Mu'addin says, maybe he doesn't know his Adhan properly, he says, Hayya alal Fallah. MashaAllah, say, what's Adhan, mashaAllah? Hayya alal Fallah. Jayid, come to the farmer. Come to the farmer. Meanwhile, he's supposed to say Falah. Jayid. And in Durban, there's a school there. What's it called? Madrasatul Fallah. Isn't it? Madrasa al Fallah. The school of farmers. Some said it's true, Jayid. Some said it's true. But originally it is Madrasatul Falah. Falah, which means success. Jayid. Now, next sentence, Jabir.
Hada anfun wa hada fam.
What's anf?
Nose.
Hada anfun. This is a nose. Wa hada famun. And this is a mouth. Famun, mouth. Anfun, nose. Jayid, read. Continue, Jabir. Okay, now what's happening, Ya Mashaykh? Look there. Look here. Why did we, when we spoke about the mouth, we addressed it as masculine? As we said, hada, masculine. Hada, famun. Hada, anfun. We spoke about ear, we addressed it as feminine. Yes, ear is feminine. But why? Why are we saying hadihi udhunun? And why are we saying hadihi aynun? For eye and ear, why are we terming them as feminine? Because the rule is, everything that you have one of, then it's masculine. Everything that you have pairs of, then it's feminine. Jayid? Excellent. Jayid? You got the rule? So hands would be what? Masculine, feminine? Feminine. Legs would be what? Feminine. Jayid? Tongue would be? Masculine. Khalas. Look there. Next sentence. Jabir. Excellent. Hadihi yadun and hadihi rijlun. Tamarin. Read for us, Dr. Jabir. Any issues? Any problems? Simple one, Ya Mashaykh. What are they teaching? Are they playing with us now? Hada masjidun, hadihi madrasatun. Too simple. Next sentence.
Man hadihi? Hadihi uktu
Abbasin. Man hadihi? Who is this? The answer came. Hadihi, this here. Hadihi. Ukhtu Abbasin. This is the sister of Abbas. Ukhtu Abbasin is a mudaf and a mudafun ilay. Yes or no, Muhammad? Yes. Jayid. Yalla, next one.
Hadihi
Hada dikun. This is a rooster. Wahadihi dajajatun. Right? Not dajajatun. Don't turn it into like some sort of dajjal chicken. But rather it is dajajatun. Right? Dajajatun. Not dajajatun. But rather dajajatun. Excellent. Jayid? Now, Jayid. But as for rainbow chicken, etc., you maybe rainbow chicken, you can call it Dajjajatun, because it is like a Dajjal chicken, because it's divided the Ummah into 1,000 feathers. Yalla, next one. Number 4. Excellent. Sisters, translate. Hada binul mudiri. Translate, any sister? Hada binul mudiri. This is the son of the principal. Wahadihi bintul mudarrisi. And this is the daughter of the teacher. Jabir.
Hadihi ummu yasirin.
Hadihi ummu yasirin. Sisters, translate. This is the mother of Yasir. Excellent. Jabir.
Aina qidrul lahmi.
Aina qidrul lahmi. Husband asks. Aina qidrul lahmi. What does that mean? Where's the pot of? Pot of meat. What does she say? Hiya fi thalajati. What? She is in the fridge. Who? Who's in the fridge? The pot. So why are we saying she for the pot? Because pot is feminine. What does it mean? It means it. It is in the? It is in the thalaja. It is in the? In the fridge. Thalaja. Jayid. Thalj. Thalj. Very cold, etc. Thalj. Thalj is what? Thalj is snow. Jayid. Thalj is also snow. All right. Very cold. Next one. Jabir. What's a nafidatun? Window. Jade nafidatun is a window. Yalla. Now they want to test you now. What a boring exercise. Test you whether you know the difference between hada and hadihi. Jade, sister right at the back, read for us. You saw the pen there, so say hada qalamun. You saw the spoon, so say hadihi mil'aqatun. Jade, we'll help you with the words if you don't know the vocab. Yalla, read for us, ukhti. I did the first two. Next one, book. Next sister. We are on page number 36. Next sister. Page 36 on the top. They're asking you the question, Mahada. Jay, they're asking, what is this? Or they're asking you, Mahadihi. What is this feminine? So you look at the pen and then you must, they're asking you now, they're pointing to the pen. They're pointing to the pen and they're asking you, ma hada. So you will say, hada qalamun. Then they point to the spoon and they ask you, ma hada. And you say, hadihi mil'aqatun. Then they point to the book and they ask you, ma hada. What is this? You say, hada kitabun. Then they point to a shirt and they ask you, what is this? What do you say? Hada qamisun. Next one, sisters, all sisters together. Yalla. Hada baytun. Next one. Hadihi sa'atun. Next one. Hadihi sayaratun. Next one. Hada babun. Next one. The leg. Hadihi rijlun. Hadihi rijlun. Next one. Why hadihi rijlun? Two. Now, next one. Hadihi darrajatun. Next one. Hadihi yadun. Hadihi yadun. Nose. Hada anfun. Oh, let's look at the eye there. Then we'll be. Hadihi aynun. Then what's the next one? Oh, it's the guy's mouth. So what's that? Hada famun. Then next one. Hadihi qidrun. Jayid. Qidrun, although technically it does not have a ta marbuta, but think about it, ya mashaykh. Pot. Can it be masculine? Can't. Jayid. That's just by its own definition, by nature. Pot is feminine, Jayid. Otherwise there will be problems. Jayid, pot is feminine. Although no ta marbuta, but everybody knows it's feminine, inshallah. Jayid, next one. Mikwatun ayn. Obviously it's feminine too, Jayid. Mikwatun. Jayid, hadihi mikwatun. هذه مكواة. And then كرسي, obviously it's masculine, جيد. هذا كرسي, هذا كرسي, excellent. Then مفتاح, هذا مفتاح, جيد, masculine. ثلاجة, feminine. هذه ثلاجة. مسجد, masculine. هذا مسجد, جيد. نجم, هذا نجم, excellent. All simple stuff, we spent time there. 37. اقرأ المثال كون جملا على غراره, جيد. So they want you to read the example and make sentences similar to them. Make sentences similar to them. Look here. محمد طالب. It's a full sentence with a full stop. Muhammad is a student. آمنة طالبة. آمنة is a female student. يلا إبراهيم, start next line.
حامد طبيب.
حامد طبيب. So continue.
فاطمة طبيبة.
Can we ever say فاطمة؟ No, it's فاطمة. What's about her?
طبيبة.
طبيبة. هارون.
هو مسلم.
هو مسلم. He's a Muslim.
هي مسلمة.
هي مسلمة. She is a Muslima. Next one, Muhammad. الباب مغلق. The door is closed. فضل. النافذة. The window, something feminine. So the thing about it, the خبر about it will also be feminine. What? النافذة مغلقة. Excellent. Next person. المنديل وسخ. Read full. المنديل وسخ. And then. Al-yadu. Al-yadu means the hand. And we said we have two hands, yes or no? Whatever we have two of, it's regarded as feminine. So, al-mindilu wasikhun, the handkerchief is dirty. So we would say, al-yadu wasikhatun. Al-yadu wasikhatun. Because feminine, wasikhatun. But yadun doesn't have any ta marbuta. Someone say, but yad does not have ta marbuta. Why are you making yad feminine? You say, brother, because we have two hands. So everything we have two of, then by default it is feminine, inshallah. Jade. I don't know how they looked at it, the Arabic language. Maybe some sort of, you know, weakness or something. So one, everything of one, strong enough to stand on its own. Everything in pairs requires help, etc. So the weak of the two sexes. Yalla, next one. Ashayu harun. What's shy? Shai, tea. Ashayu harun. Continue. Al-qahwatu. Read full. Al-qahwatu harratun. The coffee is hot. Next one. Fadal doctor. Kasim. Next person.
Al-masjidu.
Al-masjidu ba'idun. Why can I hear people say, talking in the back or something? Yalla, doctor. Again, read from the beginning again. Al-masjidu. Al-masjidu. Why al-masjidu? Number one, it has an alif and lam, so it can't have a tanween, can't be al-masjidun. Why are you giving it a marfu? Why are you giving it dhamma in the first place? Because by default, they all take dhamma until proven otherwise. So al-masjidu, what about it? That's our object, or rather, that's our subject. What about the subject of the masjid? Well, it is far. That's our khabar information. It is ba'idun. Okay. Next sentence. Al-madrasatu. That's a feminine word. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. Al-madrasatu. Ya Allahu Akbar. What is this time? Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. Are you all with me? Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. Excellent. At-talibu. Everybody together. At-talibu. Maridun. As for the female student, at-talibatu. Maridatun. Al-hisanu sari'un. The horse is fast. Al-hisanu sari'un. Sari, sur'a. Sari'un. As for... السيارة سريعة. جيد. القمر جميل. The moon is beautiful. Masculine. As for الشمس جميلة. الشمس جميلة. جيد. Excellent. And then obviously the females, they say, they, well, you see, the moon in the Arabic language, it is masculine. Whereas the shams, it is feminine. So they say that, females try to use this one here, and they say, what do they say? They say, well, you see, the sun, it's got light within itself. So it's feminine, sun, it's got light within itself. Whereas the qamar is masculine, it only reflects the light of the... It only reflects the light of the sun. Jayid. So that's one up for the sisters there. Insha'Allah. Jayid. Hayyakum Allah. Jayid. Next one. Al-Abu Jalisun. The father is seated. And Al-Ummu Jalisatun. Excellent. Jayid. Put up your hands. Put up your hands. Tell me what's wrong in the sentence. Correct it. Haqibatu. What's wrong there, in fact? Sahih al-jumal al-atiya. Jayid. Haqibatu. Okay, right. Haqibatu man hadha. Haqibatu fayad. Haqibatu man hadha. Correct it. Haqibatu man hadihi. Because we're talking about a haqiba, a bag. It's feminine. I like these ones where they ask you to correct it. Al-ghurfatu maftuhun. Correct it. Al-ghurfatu maftuhatun. Because ghurfa is feminine, so the describing thing about it, the khabar must be feminine. Hada sayyaratu tabibi. Hadihi sayyaratu tabibi. هذه مفتاح السيارة. هذا. Look here. This is the key of the car. Yes, the car might be feminine, irrelevant. I'm talking about the key, and key is masculine. So it's supposed to be هذا. هذا مفتاح السيارة. Repeat.
هذا مفتاح السيارة.
أين السيارة؟ هو في الشارع. What's wrong? Hiya fi shari. Because sayara is feminine. So repeat. Aina sayaratu. It's supposed to be hu hiya fi shari'i. Not huwa, but hiya, because sayara is feminine. Sisters, you got that? Not even one said yes. Sisters, you got that? Oh, you got something else?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then it's clear. You got a point there. What do you have, Aina?
Bakar.
Aina al-Baqaratu. What's the jawab there? Huwa fi shari'i. So Baqara is feminine, so it's supposed to be hiya fi shari'i. Are you all okay? Sisters, you got that now? Hiya, jayid. Excellent. Iqra' waqtub, jayid. Four sisters, read these sentences. Jayid, any one sister, read for us, number one. Any sister, put up your hand and read for us. Yeah, Mashaykh, if nobody puts up their hands and reads quickly, then I have to pick someone. One sister. Who's reading? Fadal Ukhti. Hada? No, the sister at the back is reading. Fadal again Ukhti. Right at the back, read now. No, we got a lam there. Hada li Muhammadin. Possession. Hada li Muhammadin. This belongs to Muhammad. So I'm saying like this. هذا لمحمدين. This belongs to Muhammad. Continue, Ukhti. وذلك لخالدين. And that belongs to Hamid. Another sister. Fadal, any sister? Fadal, Ukhti. Now, this time they don't like to make eye contact. Now, Jayid. Fadal, Ukhti. لمن هذه. To who belongs this? Jayid. لمن هذه. هَذِهِ لِيَاسِرٍ. And obviously your object was something feminine, yes or no? So it's like you picked up the bag and you said, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ. To who belongs this? This is a feminine thing. And then they said to you, هَذِهِ لِيَاسِرٍ. It belongs to Yasir. Number three, mashallah, which sister? الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. All praise. They're teaching us the lamb. This exercise is the lamb of possession. Alhamdu, all praises, لِلَّهِ. Belongs to Allah. And you saw how that lamb of possession is also a harf of jar. It makes the word after, it takes a kasra. You saw that? لِحَامِدٍ لِمُحَمَّدٍ جيد الحمد لله. And the last one from the verse of the Quran. لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. To Allah belongs the east and the west. The mashriq, the east, and the maghrib, the west. يلا خلاص. Al-mikwatu, iron. Below that, al-baqaratu, the cow. Al-udhunu, what's udhun?
Yeah.
Udhun is ear. And that's why adhan, very close, because adhan is something you smell, isn't it? Adhan is something you hear, Jade, with your udhun. Adhan goes in your udhun. And al-ummu, the mother. An-nafidhatu, the window. On that side. Are you all with me? Ad-darrajatu, the bicycle. Below that, al-fallahu, the farmer. Al-yadu, the hand. Al-thallajatu, maybe next to al-yadu, you can put in brackets F there, so you know it's feminine. Al-thallajatu, also feminine, but that's simple, we know the ta marbuta. Jiddan, very. Next one, al-mil'aqatu, the spoon. Al-anfu, the nose. Al-rijlu, also feminine, the leg. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. Al-qidru, also feminine. It's, well, in Arabic, what do you say for feminine? Mu'annath. Everything is in Arabic is either mudhakkar, masculine, mudhakkar, dhakar, mudhakkar, or mu'annath, feminine. Al-famu, the mouth. Ashayu, the tea. Sari'un, fast. Yalla. So what, this whole exercise, what do we learn? What did we learn here? Oh, we learned hadihi. That's what we learned. Right? We learned in this lesson hadihi. Such a long lesson just for hadihi. Right? Hadihi means? Hadihi means this for something feminine. Yes or no? Hadihi means this for something feminine. And we also learned wherever we have pairs, then that also is feminine. Yalla? Khalas. I don't know what's the break story, Jaid. Let's just learn something here. Look here. For the masculine we said hada, this. Fa wa dalika, this and that. Jaid, this and that. Hada and dalika. Repeat. Hada dalika.
Hada dalika.
Hada dalika. Jaid. For the feminine, we have hadihi and we have tilka. What do we have? Hadihi and tilka. So what's the pairs again? We got hada and we got dalika. Shahid. This masculine. That masculine. Hadihi, this feminine. Tilka, that feminine. Ya Mashayikh, by the time you leave here today, you will not really grasp it completely. Someone tells you, Hada kitabun. Someone tells you, Tilka imra'atun. You know, you need to work it out. Yes, that's only natural, but as long as you understand here now that we got two for this and that. Yeah, for masculine, and we got two this and that for feminine. Right? As long as you understand that hada, dhalika, hadihi, and tilka are those demonstrative pronouns for this and for that, for masculine and for feminine. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. So, reading there. Man hadihi, who is this? Repeat. Man hadihi.
Man hadihi.
Hadihi aminatu.
Hadihi
aminatu. Wa tilka. And who is? Who is that? If you pronounce it like that, then your mind will understand that it's something to do with far. Dhalika. Tilka. Far away. Waman tilka. Tilka Fatimatu. Hadihi tabibatun. This one is a? This one's a doctor. Watilka mumarridatun. What's a mumarridatun? Not sick, but rather nurse. The one who sees to the sick. The mumarridatun, she is a nurse. Jayid, you can see there, she's nurse there. Jayid. They put her in hijab, mashallah. Jayid. You got the old books. Oh, you got something new here. I got the old book, Jayid. Okay, okay. No, mine got, they got a niqab. Jayid, my one is old book. Jayid. Now, Jayid. Hadihi min al-Hindi.
Hadihi min al-Hindi.
This one is from India. Watilka min al-Yabani. And this is from Japan. And that is from Japan, right? So in speech it would be like this. So here is this one sister and the other sister is there. So this one is from India and that one is from Japan. هذه طويلة. This one's tall. وتلك قصيرة. تلك قصيرة. All the describing words, etc., all the khabar, all the info words follow the gender of what it's talking about. So look here. If I said, let's say with regards to big, al waladu kabirun, the boy is big. Al qalamu kabirun. But for example, if it was feminine, Fatimatu kabiratun. The daughter, al-bintu, what?
Kabiratun.
As-sayaratu, kabiratun. Al-haqibatu, kabiratun. Al-kitabu, kabirun. Jayid, ukhti, you want to be the first person we find for 5 rands? Jayid, khair, inshallah. Jayid, next one. Man hada? Hada hamidun. وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ. Oh, they're bringing it masculine, feminine stuff here all together. مَنْ ذَلِكَ. Who is that? Jayid. ذَلِكَ عَلِيٌ. So in this, on this page, you got all four. You got this masculine, you got this feminine, you got that masculine, you got that feminine. Yes. أَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. Is that a chicken? Atilka dajajatun?
Atilka dajajatun.
La tilka battatun.
Tilka battatun.
What's a battatun?
Duck.
Tilka battatun. Then he asks, ma tilka? What's that? Ma tilka? What is that?
Ma tilka.
Tilka baydatun. What's baydatun? Egg. That is an egg. Hadihi sayaratul mudarrisi. What relationship is that? What marriage is that? Mudaf and mudafun ilay marriage. Car of the teacher. Can we ever say as sayaratul mudarrisi? No, we cannot put an alif and lam on the as-sayara because it is the mudaf and it's haram to put an alif and lam on the mudaf. Why? Because we would be double defining it. And there's no need for all of that. By saying ka of the teacher, we already defined it. Walhamdulillah. Hadihi sayaratul mudarrisi. Repeat. Watilka sayaratul mudiri.
Watilka sayaratul mudiri.
Jayid. And that is the ka of the principal. Asa'atu Abbasin hadihi.
Asa'atu
Abbasin hadihi.
Asa'atu Abbasin hadihi.
Which Bright Spark will translate from the sisters. Asa'atu Abbasin hadihi. Is this the watch of Abbas? Is this Abbas's watch? Is this Abbas's watch? Why hadihi? Because sa'atun is feminine. Why hadihi? Because sa'atun is feminine. Then what do they say? La. Hadihi sa'atu hamidin. Repeat.
La.
Where's the mudaf and mudafun ilay?
Sa'atu hamidin.
MashaAllah. Tilka sa'atu abbasin. That is the watch of Abbas. Tilka sa'atu abbasin. MashaAllah. Jayid. Last one here, ya mashaykh. Thalika dikun. That is a rooster. Watilka dajajatun. Both of them are far away. That is a rooster and that is a hen. Thalika dikun wa thalika dajajatun. Again, repeat.
Thalika dikun wa thalika dajajatun.
Excellent. Thalika dikun wa thalika. Did I make a mistake there? Okay. Tamarino, exercise. We're going to take a break just now. Once we finish page 41, we'll take a break, inshallah. Okay. I'm just going to read this next seven examples here. هذه مدرسة وتلك جامعة. ذلك حمار, that is a donkey. وتلك بقرة, and that is a cow. Asking a question. أذلك مسجد. Look there. أذلك مسجد. Is that a masjid? لا. تلك مدرسة. No, that is a madrasa. هذا جمل. This is a camel. وتلك ناقة. And that is a female camel. جمل masculine. And ناقة is the female camel. هذه مدرسة وتلك طالبة. No, so then here it wouldn't be مدرسة. It would be هذه مدرسة, most probably. This is a female, because I don't think you can get confused between a school and a female student, right? But you can get confused between a female teacher and a female student. هذه مدرسة, repeat. This is a female teacher. وتلك طالبة. هذا كلب. وذلك قط. جيد. هذا بيت المؤذن. Repeat. This is the house of the مؤذن. Is there مضاف and مضاف إليه? Yes, house of مؤذن. وتلك, and that is the حديقة التاجر. What's a حديقة? Garden. جيد. حديقة التاجر. حديقة التاجر. Garden of the businessman. Excellent. The last page here, page 41, inshallah. So fill in the blanks. Sisters, something ummun. What? What? It does say, Ashir ila al-kalimat al-adiyya bi-ismi shara lil-ba'id, for far. Nothing to do with near. We're not talking about hada or hadihi. We're talking about far. Either thalika masculine or tilka feminine. So first one. Tilka ummun. Next one. Everyone together. What? Thalika abun. Third one. Thalika qalamun. Fourth one. Tilka mil'aqatun. Next one. Trick one. So see, it's ainun. We got two, so it's feminine. So it's tilka ainun. Tilka ainun. Next one. Dalika hajarun. Dalika qamisun. Next one. Tilka kidrun. We said because it's a pot. Jaid, although no ta marbuta, pot is feminine. Tilka kidrun. What? Tilka nafidatun. What? Maktabun. What? Dhalika maktabun. Tilka naqatun. Dhalika muhandisun. What's a muhandis? Engineer. What's a muaddin? The muaddin. Jaid. Yalla. What? So what? Dhalika muaddinun. Tilka mumarridatun. That is a female nurse. ذلك سرير تلك حديقة تلك طالبة ذلك جمل تلك بطة. ما شاء الله. Simple now, يا مشايخ. Simple now for you, man. ممرضة, female nurse. الحديقة, the garden. البطة, the duck. المؤذن, the مؤذن. الناقة, the female camel. البيضة, the egg. Then they summarize everything in those blocks. The blocks are very important. They have summaries of what you've done. They say, Asma'ul Ishara. Asma'ul Ishara. Ishara means to point. The one who is deaf, he makes Ishara. Jaid? Jaid, the Ishara, your traffic lights. Jaid indicates to you. So, Asma'ul Ishara. Demonstrative nouns, lil qareeb, for close. Demonstrative nouns for close. Can you see the heading? In the first block, that's the heading. Asma'ul Isharati lil-qareeb, for close. Jayid. And then you got below that, Hada Muhammadun and Hadihi Aminatu. Yes or no? Those two are for close. Jayid. So understand what's happening there. Those blocks are important. They say they're the demonstrative nouns for close, and they give you two examples, one below the other. Hada Muhammadun and Hadihi Aminatu. Next block. أسماء الإشارة, by the way, that's a مضاف and مضاف إليه. أسماء الإشارة, demonstrative nouns, they marry to one another. Demonstrative nouns, للبعيد, for far away. ذلك حامد, that is حامد. And تلك زينب, that is زينب, far away. خلاص, you got all four there, there now? والحمد لله. جيد والحمد لله جيد. Someone said that if you want to increase your IQ, you know, learn the Arabic language, and that is true. والحمد لله جيد. Doctor, we take a break of how long?